fuck is going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. What the fuck was that, Bree? We are live right here on Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. I am Tariq, and today's show is brought to you by BingCoo.com. If you have no art in your home, go to BingCoo, BingCoux.com. They have a variety of wall art, museum art, quality, very reasonable prices. You can get everything you need with your art game on fleek at BingCoo.com, ladies and gentlemen. And over here, these two nigglets acting a damn fool over here.
Y'all here Millie whopping.
I know, you're doing all the 2006 dances for some reason. She's in a 2006 time warp right now. You dig?
Oh my God.
We have Bree over here. How are you, Bree?
Hey, excellent. How is everybody?
Bree was hella late. Why were you late, Bree?
Because it's traffic in LA.
Lord.
And my phone lost service. And the Uber driver wanted to act a fool. It's just too
That's
much
called niggersplaining. Yeah. She's niggersplaining right now. She's doing a lot of niggersplaining.
That's
and,
true.
And over here we have Miss Layla. How
Hi
are you, Layla?
How are you? I am great. I am wonderful. Living my best life.
Yes,
right
indeed.
Amen. Okay.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Lord. Man, so anyway, the phone lines, we got the phone lines open. The phone number is 818.
Listen to the phone number.
850-5404. That is the number to call up, everybody. Call up and chop up game with us. Let's talk about what's happening in the news out
here.
But anyway, folks want to know about the Layla shenanigans. They're already in the chat room. They want to get all that
out. Okay, you know what?
Let's just talk about Layla's
a pop reality star now.
Yes, let's talk about the elephant in the fucking room.
Get this out the way.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I hear something.
Oh, what's that?
Hold on.
No, we're having technical difficulties. Hold on. Technical difficulties. There we go.
Okay, perfect. I'm so happy to be here, Tariq.
Okay.
Because I could not wait to come to work and do my splaining. Okay?
Yes.
Not nigga splaining, but
host-splaining.
We call it host-splaining.
We call it host-splaining.
Some host-splaining.
So basically, a lot of people, you know, had a lot of comments. Really, it was a lot of positive comments, but it also, of course, was some negative comments because, you know, people can't wait to hear something about you. And I just want to say what happened last week. This is somebody that I was actually dating. Like, I thought we were in the realm of actually him being my man. Like, so for him to say what he said, yes, that was absolutely wrong. I was only dating him at the time. And was it wrong for him to tell everybody our business? No. But this was over a year and a half ago, first of all. And we've continued to stay friends. And this is how you know I don't want him, because we continue to stay friends and we have not done anything in over a year. But I don't even feel like I have to explain this. But at the end of the day, what he did was wrong. And how I went about it was the way that I wanted to. Which
is it a gun? Is it a knife? Is it a wallet? This is your life.
Go ahead.
I cannot stand Tariq. No, I just went about it the way because I don't like to stoop to people's levels. See, yeah. I just let him kill himself. Like, I'm not going to sit up here. First of all, my background is journalism. I'm not about to sit here and argue with someone that is on our show.
Right.
Like, I'm going to just let you go ahead and do you. Like, a real journalist, they're not going to sit up and argue with you. Like, they're just going to let you go ahead and kill yourself. So, I wasn't stooping to his level. I was pretty much like, let's just move on. I own my shit, and I move the hell on.
Yes.
And that's what I did. So, it's like, it's not a big deal to me, because this is somebody that I was dating. It was a random dude, and I realized that he was, yes, a fuck boy. At the end of the day, like, Tariq, seriously, sometimes when we get in vulnerable situations, we make bad decisions about guys.
Okay.
And that's where I was at. I was in a really bad place when I met him. I had just broke up with my son's father of 8 years, and I was in a really, really bad place. So he caught me right at that great time where he can manipulate my brain, and I'm not that same person today.
Mm.
Like, a year and a half ago, I'm literally a different person. So for people to say what you want to say, say what you want to say, but I know me. And I know, shut up.
I'm looking at Brie ass.
I know me, and it's really not a big deal. It was somebody I was fucking dating. It wasn't a random dude off the street and I fucked him the first day. Like, no, this is somebody that I was with. So for him to tell me, was that some fuckboy shit? Absolutely. But that's why he called me a million times. He asked me, could he go on my Instagram live, which I said, okay, and he apologized. Now, whether the apology was fake or not, the nigga did it, period, yeah. Point blank. Okay, so that's it is. We squashed it and moving right the fuck on.
Mm,
how about that? Okay. So, any more questions?
Stop the nigger splaining.
What do you think is about?
Honestly, though, I feel like you should have got in front of it. Like, instead of introducing him as you knew him, oh, we know each other. You should have just said, like, we used to fuck around back
okay,
in the day.
You know,
yeah, there you go. There you go.
And you would have got in front of him.
You know, right, this is, I'm so glad you brought this
let
up
me,
on the table.
Let me just say this. Let her finish. I'll stop and explain it.
He's also pursuing reality TV. And he came here and said, oh, y'all ain't seen nothing from Stevie J yet. So I was like, what was you expecting him to do but to come in here and act a damn fool?
You know why? Because nobody knows me and him's relationship but us, and I've never seen him like act like that towards
yes,
me. Like,
he's
seriously
on Love and Hip Hop.
But see, he wasn't on Love and Hip Hop when I met him. That's right. The difference, and I didn't realize that.
Yeah, but
because he did so not act
quit explaining
like
yourself
that.
To these people because everybody.
But
got
I do
pass.
Have to say one more thing, Bree, because I'm so glad you brought that up. Okay, so like, when I first started radio back in Atlanta, I would never forget, it was a radio personality, and she was dating this dude, and I was like her intern, and she was really nervous because she was kind of new in radio. She just got the job, and she was like, you know what? I have to interview my boyfriend, but nobody knows he's my boyfriend. He was a celebrity, and she had to interview him. So the PD said, what the hell are you so nervous about? She was like, because nobody knows he's my man. He was like, well, act like you don't know him. This is a celebrity. You're dating him. Nobody knows that y'all are dating. Oh, you see somebody? Nobody knows y'all are dating, but you pretend like he's a regular person and you're interviewing him. She even asked him about his dating life and everything. So I was always taught, when you know somebody, you act like you don't know them and you there continue you. On with it. Right, Tariq?
There you go.
You're supposed you to act like you don't know them. All and that's right. what I did. I'm just
there,
saying.
There we go.
Okay. Right.
She got it. She got
all
it
right.
out.
All right. All right, people saying Layla's game goofy. No,
I'm not game goofy, baby. I'm not game goofy. I got plenty of game. You know what's so funny? People think because you don't check people yeah. that you dumb. I sit back and watch, and I know everybody's personality. Just because I don't check you don't mean I'm not watching or looking or making moves. So everybody that's saying I'm game goofy, go to hell.
Layla sound dick stressed. They ain't talking so much shit.
Okay.
Shut up. And this is why I don't date
radio.
Tariq.
Ism radio,
this is why I'm not dating right now, Tariq.
Yes.
I'm seriously.
Tariq. She's not doing it anymore, Tariq.
Like, I'm not. Like, I'm totally, like, not, like, dating right now because of that.
Y'all
fuck
leave.
Boys.
Yeah, y'all
Tariq,
leave Layla.
Help.
I don't know. Y'all going to drive Layla to Bedwinching. She's going to come in here with Steven. This is Steven. Yo, guys. I'm from the streets. She's coming here with Michael Rappaport and some shit.
You get all
I fucking
damn.
Hit it. Yeah. The pussy was good. Yeah.
Yes, you guys are going to drive me to bed with you. Please Lord. Stop.
Oh,
please
Lord.
Stop.
She's going to come in here smelling like mayonnaise and Rice Krispie treats and shit. She's going to be in there asking for recipes. So, anybody know how to make rhubarb pie? I have a get together with my booze family.
Rhubarb!
Rhubarb pie on there. Lord. All right, so there it is. There it is.
It's
so we talked
Shit.
About it, and there it is, family.
Yes.
There it is. There
Damn.
It is. Man, so anyway, Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets?
So Starbucks training class is coming.
Oh, Lord.
It's today.
Yeah, it's today, May 29th, right?
Oh,
today
Lord.
Is May 29th. But they got the help of Common. Did y'all see that?
I heard. What is he going to do?
That's the part that I'm confused about. Like, they enlisted the help of Common, and I'm thinking, like, you know, maybe I guess Common is like a conscious representative for the black community.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never really heard Common's, and I don't follow him, and I don't really follow his Twitter or anything, but I've never really seen him stand up for the black community besides in rap.
Right.
Have
right.
you? I know you pay attention to Twitter a lot.
Right. I think he kind of represents. I think. I'm not sure, but.
Yeah, because I'm like,
it's not
as prevalent.
Right.
So it's kind of weird that they enlisted Common. I guess he's the most non-threatening black conscious.
Right. Because they can't get Kanye.
Him, right?
They can't get Kanye and nobody like that. So
first of all, Kanye he ain't on that level right now.
Right. But yeah, you know, people perceive him as a conscious person.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, he has a lot of street cred and he's in good with the Hollywood crowd. So that's probably why. So we'll see what Starbucks. I'm still not fucking with Starbucks, by the way. You know.
Yeah, because I mean, one training day is not going to change.
You dig? I'm a coffee bean type of dude.
I've been stopped drinking Starbucks. It doesn't even do anything.
I don't. Are you serious?
Doesn't do shit.
You've stopped drinking Starbucks.
No, I've been
the Starbucks
like years
lady.
Ago. Years ago. Mm-hmm. No, years ago. I drink coffee bean.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. We rock with Coffee Bean, man. Coffee Bean is the business. Yeah. It's better anyway.
I like coffee. I drink coffee, so I don't have an opinion about it. It's
way
Starbucks better.
Yes, but, indeed. Yeah. Man, so Layla, what else is happening out here?
I want to talk about, I'm trying to think what would be the best thing, because I seen, do you guys hear about Jada Pinkett and Gabrielle Union? Did you guys know they ever had a beef?
I didn't know that. I saw the thing, the Red Table Talk. And that's actually good. I like that show. Yes. They do something on Facebook where it's Jada at her house, and she invites guests on there, and they talk about stuff, and it's real good. And the conversation she had with Gabby was real good. And they never explained why they had a beef.
Yeah, it
they
was didn't, weird.
Because it was underlying. It's something that goes on in the Black community. I can't speak for any other race, but I know for us, women have underlying beefs, unspoken, unwritten, unfaced. We don't even face the shit. And, you know, you go along and be in certain situations and be cordial, but there's still this it's like jealousy, but not jealousy, you know, because it's just because.
What do you think the root of that is?
Because it's like society place us against each other. Everything is a competition, especially when it comes to men. That's why men they have their pick of the litter so much, because so many women are competing for the attention of the same type of man or one man. Right. But yeah, us as Black women, we have this underlying beef, and I'm not opposed to it. Like, I've been that person. It's a lot of women I don't like. I don't even fucking know them.
Oh damn, you just
really?
Don't like that.
Some people you can feel their aura. Some people, and I've seen some people, you know, deal with other people, and that'll make me not like them. But who's to say how you deal with one person is how you're going to deal with me?
Yeah.
And sometimes people don't even give that other person a chance, and they sat down and had this talk, and that's basically what they talked about. Like, we brushing past each other in all these different instances and don't even really know why. And Gabrielle kind of talked to the point that, you know, she basically was like, you know, I wanted to dim your light so I could shine more. If I saw a woman that I felt like was equal to me,
yeah,
oh, I would immediately like start tearing her down. Like, look at those busted ass shoes.
Girls do that all the time.
That's what I'm saying. So I can attest to Black women, because I see it all every day, all day. But you know, it's growth, and Jada Pinkett is doing a lot of growth and healing on this show.
And that's good. I liked the episode when she was with Will's ex-wife. Now, that was heavy.
Yeah. And she's gonna have her son on next week.
Oh wow. Oh. Yes, damn.
Jaden's gonna be on next week, and they're gonna talk about how his dad felt about him wearing a skirt. How he doesn't want to be placed in a box. Like, so it's a really
weird.
Really
does okay, so when you say wearing a skirt, did he like come out or anything?
No, he didn't. No.
Oh, okay.
He's modeling, actually.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That nigga had on a kilt.
But it was some fashionable shit.
Yeah, but it looked like a damn dress. It should look like a little sundress on
it. It was.
So I'm like, I would have had
a
talk.
So you're opposed to sundresses this summer, Tariq?
On dudes.
What?
Yeah.
Fashion, they just going in. I mean,
for men lately?
For dudes?
I'm just messing with y'all.
Would you, if a nigga stepped to you and had on a nice fuchsia colored sundress, but his conversation was on fleek, would you still fuck with him, Layla?
It depends how it's credited.
Oh my God. you gonna change his clothes for him?
Oh, I can change the clothes.
Lord.
Let's see how your credit do.
Now, y'all heard about Morgan Freeman.
Oh,
yeah, that
God.
Whole scandal with Morgan Freeman. They tried to pin some sexual harassment accusations on dude, and basically, it was him looking at white women.
That's the weird part.
It was like he looked at me sexually. It was that type of shit.
But no, not that this is a big deal, but they were also said he had women like twirling, like, hey, baby, let me see you twirl.
Yeah, but that's old man game. That's old nigga game.
No.
Yeah. Come on, girl. Let me see your dance.
Now you a Me Too victim because somebody wanted to see you twirl. Like,
that's old
but
man
nobody's
spitting.
Ever said that he sexually did anything
right,
except
they
for the
didn't.
Twirling
yeah.
and stuff.
Hey, come on over here and let's go to rug. Sweetie, it's that old nigga game.
But then, and the messed up part about it is that you don't see the story in the headlines. So in the headlines, it looks like he is he's been attacking women, and you know, he's had victims. It's just crazy.
You guys know where this stem from, right?
They're trying to attack
that girl
character.
On CNN. Did you guys hear about the CNN?
Yo, yeah, I heard about her. Yeah.
She's pregnant and all that.
What?
Well, who is that now?
Okay, so this is where
you lost me on that
no,
one.
No, this is where the whole story stemmed from. They were talking about this today. They said it was a reporter from CNN. She was like 6 months, four months pregnant.
I know what you're talking about.
They said she was like 4 months pregnant, and Morgan Freeman was held her hand and was like, ooh, I wish I could have been there.
That's not what happened, though, because they have video of what happened, and it was some other people that there were some other actors there. They were talking about something else, and he was like, "Oh, I wish I could have been there."
Oh.
And she was like, "Well, he's talking about me," and he wasn't.
Wow.
So yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah.
So why do you think they attacking all? What is
what it is? Because a lot of these white dudes are being called out for raping women.
Yeah.
I mean, straight up and down for years, like the Harvey Weinsteins. I mean, these dudes are raping and molesting kids and all types of stuff. So to get the focus off these white dudes, they created that whole Me Too thing to say, okay, well, R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, Morgan Freeman. So they, you see, they're systematically going after the black dudes.
And it's so obvious because, like, who's next, Denzel?
Yeah. Wesley Snipes, Eddie Murphy.
Exactly. It's so calculated, and so you could just tell.
They better leave Denzel alone.
Yeah, but right when they arrested Harvey Weinstein, that's when the Morgan Freeman thing
came out. Yeah,
the same damn day, almost. Really.
Right.
I feel like if they try to attack Denzel is when people really don't
gonna be like, hell no.
Yeah, this
hell
not going
to
work.
Denzel's going to be on some training days. You trying to do this to me?
Oh my God.
Morgan, we should. People, even with the Morgan Freeman thing, people are like, hey, come on now.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah, me too. Well, not really, because Morgan was talking about ain't no racism. He was talking that shit.
What?
Yeah, we don't talk about racism. If we talk about it, it just won't exist. It's that type of shit.
No,
but
he
wasn't. You, a lot of people that talk like that is people that's been a lot of different places and just not, you're not,
but
not here.
Nigga. Morgan Freeman is 108 years old. That nigga was around during Harriet Tubman's lifetime. He knows racism.
Well, I mean,
you dig? But again, he was spitting that old man game at women, and, you know, and they tried to flip it on him. Y'all had some old niggas try to holler at y'all ass before, right?
I mean, not a few.
Because you
not
said Morgan Layla, Freeman, now, old. Layla said she date older.
Now, 65, Morgan,
now, Morgan Freeman wanted to twirl you around, Layla, do a little twirling. Would you holler, Layla? Let's be real.
Not Morgan Freeman.
Really?
I don't think he's hot now. Now Denzel?
No, fuck it. No,
Denzel. Hell,
I know. No, I'm the Morgan's ass.
No.
80-something-year-old Morgan. Hey, you look good over there, Layla. Oh, a hot mama.
Oh, no.
No, I couldn't imagine myself doing. He's 80, Tariq.
Please.
I said 65.
He got
bro.
Some swag.
Nah,
he got,
I can't.
Man, Morgan will be tearing that pussy up while narrating it. As I slowly penetrate the vaginal region with my male genitalia.
Oh God!
She let out a
what
jubilant sound of ecstasy.
You sound just like a jubilant sound of ecstasy.
A jubilant sound of ecstasy.
Oh God! That's
horrible. Yes,
Layla going.
I know Layla. Layla with him.
If you were going to 65,
and then Layla come here denying it. First of all, Morgan's a fuck boy. I was single when I fucked that nigga. He shouldn't have said it.
Yes.
You know I hit it from the back. I hit it and you liked it. He'd be Joe Clark on her ass.
Oh, you on the road today.
Lord.
Tariq, shut up.
Come here, throw her hands
man,
up.
Man. So, Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets, dear?
What else is happening out here? Hold on, let me get my... Oh, what do y'all think? What did y'all hear about the... speaking of... I don't believe this, but Nicki Minaj and Eminem.
Is that true? Because I saw her say something about it. She was like, somebody said, are you dating Eminem? She was like, yeah. She tweeted that. Oh, she, I'm like, okay.
I felt like
real?
She was trolling them.
Yeah.
That was like reaching hard as hell. So she's just like, whatever.
No, but then he went on. He had a concert the other day, and he was like, my baby Nicki Minaj, you know, I'll see when I get home. Boo, we'll talk about this whole thing.
Sound like they both trolling. Sound like they both just on some bullshit. They trolling. Yeah.
I mean, but shit, if people gonna hang on to your every word, I'll do it too.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, I don't know. She might. But she
Eminem.
Also,
what if
he don't know what to do with all that ass. You know?
She might like that, though. She seems kind of like she's, I don't know, might like that. Because she was talking about how fine he was. I don't know.
Eminem,
I
think they just might
be
trolling.
He's not fine to me.
He used to be fine.
I think they might be trolling.
Yeah.
Bree, what else is happening out here?
So, the release of the Clips album came out.
The Clips or Pusha T?
Pusha T.
God damn.
Not the Clips. Ain't he a part of the Clips, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Did they just officially break up?
I think one of them don't want
to. No, one of them got sick or something.
Yeah, one of them don't want
to. His brother,
Okay, Pusha T album came out. And to everyone's disgust, Whitney Houston's freaking picture was his album cover. The picture of her in the bathroom of the bathroom that she died in.
No, that's not the bathroom she died in.
It's not.
It's not. A lot of people think it is, but it's not. That's the bathroom of her Atlanta house. That's the bathroom of the Atlanta house.
Not
that's
the
not the hotel.
Yeah.
That's not the hotel.
That's horrible.
That's not the hotel.
Either way it go, it's horrible.
Wait, why?
But the thing is, and the word is Kanye paid like $85,000 for
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah.
Now, the Houston family, they came out and spoke against it. They're like, oh, this is awful, this is awful. But understand, the Houston family, they were the ones who took the picture and sold it to the Inquirer years ago. Yeah. That's where the picture came from, the Inquirer.
So Kanye paid the Inquirer for the
picture? So I'm thinking, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he must have paid the Inquirer for that photograph.
What's the reason for the cover, though? What's the significance?
Well, it's because Pusha T makes a lot of drug references.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. They call themselves the Pushers.
Yeah, Pusha. Right. That's why Pusha T, drug pushers. So yeah. Kanye was like, you know, this visual, you know, goes along with the album.
And no, very significant to the black community. That's what he tried to be like. It's very significant to our time and all of this shit.
But it's controversial, like, you know.
It is.
Yeah. Why don't you just have like a picture of a bag of weed or something?
Nah, that's too simple.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know,
that's too simple.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, what if somebody wanted a picture of something of his mom, you know, to promote something?
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that real shit, though.
That's too, it's too, like, a picture of a lady on a surgery table, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's very distasteful.
Yeah, but the album is hot, though.
The album is hot, and I brought it up today to talk about him and Drake's beat.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
So I listened to, was it Romans 23:1? Was that Pusha T's song?
I don't know.
It's something 23:1.
Okay.
I listened to it, and I didn't really, so I'm kind of weirded about rap beef, because I don't listen the way other people do to like actually hear. I wouldn't have known that was about Drake. I heard the baby references and like him saying you signed to somebody that signed to another nigga that signed to a label that, you know what I'm saying? I understood that part, but I was just like, damn, how did people get this? And then when the Drake comeback though,
Drake was going in.
Yeah.
Girl, man, look. Why do people keep messing with that man?
They Drake be pulling out that light skin magic on
y'all
ass.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
He's killing you on the beat, rap.
And he hit you where? Hit you where it hurt.
Man.
Hardcore.
The song is called Infrared. That's the song.
Infrared, yeah.
Exodus 23:1. Okay.
Exodus 23.
Okay, that's it. Okay.
Did you see the video of Drake like fanning out to the clips though? Mm. Like he was a real real big fan before he got on, and he's like I googled stuff signed by the clips and Pusha T and shit, and he's like, I found this microphone that was signed by them, and he's like, I ordered that shit, it was $200, and he was like, I was so geeked, I was doing like all my performances and like everything I was recording, I was like practicing with this mic. And then the signature smudged, and I think that has a lot to.
Oh damn!
That's in reference to what's going on today. I was like,
damn.
Y'all gotta leave that light skinned man alone.
Hell yeah!
Drake got them people with him.
Man, man, did y'all hear about Roseanne?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's true.
They canceled her as Roseanne, she's always said little slick racist shit, and she tweeted something today. It was Obama's. Somebody who worked with Obama.
Yeah,
she was like, yeah, this woman looks like a cross between a Muslim and a monkey or an ape or something. Yeah, old shit like that. And she said some shit like that about somebody else working for Obama, made an ape reference. So people just called her out on the shit today heavy.
Yeah.
And people put pressure on Disney and ABC to go ahead and let her bounce. And they canceled her ass, as they should
like
have.
Nino.
Yes,
absolutely. Disney be on that same shit though.
Yeah, because y'all saw the shit I was tweeting about Disney. I'm like, look, I'm gonna go in on all ass. I start pulling up receipts on racist ass Walt Disney. Walt Disney was a hardcore fucking racist.
Yeah.
So they were like, okay, we feeling the pressure. So they went on to let her go. But the fact is, they knew how she was. Her racism was just simmering under the radar enough for them to say, okay, we'll make money off this shit. If we talk in code, because her whole character is a Trump supporter. So, you know,
you're talking about her character on the show.
Her character on TV and in real life, because it's a reflection of her, but her character on the show is a Trump supporter. So they're really making money off that racist Trump crowd.
That's crazy. Yeah. I never paid attention to that.
So
is the new show on?
It was on, but they're not going to air any more episodes, so they went on and canceled it.
I mean, I heard it was. I didn't watch it, but I heard it was.
I loved Roseanne when I was little.
Yeah.
Like, I watched the hell out of Roseanne. I heard it was rebooting, I was excited, but I didn't. I couldn't catch it.
A lot of people were back in the day, it would be on all the time. I never watched Roseanne.
I
never watched none of it. Even back in the day, it just wasn't my cup of tea.
Yeah, her kids were funny as hell.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they got her ass on up out of there, man. Mm. So what else is happening out here in the streets? Layla.
You know what? It's some more beefs going on.
With who?
I don't even want to talk about this, but I am, because it's hot topics, okay?
Yes.
But 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather. Did you hear about their
beef?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Floyd is having, he had like a memorial Day weekend festivities, a bunch of festivities up there in Vegas, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And he had Tiara Marie up there at one of the events, right?
She was hosting it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
Speaking of, you know, 50, I don't know about the strap.
Yeah, 50 was like, well, damn, because, you know, Tiara Marie, as we heard when Akbar was on the show.
She called me, you know that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. What happened? Yeah, because she called.
She did?
Yes. She called after the show? After the show. She called me the next day.
Oh, here we go.
She called me the next day.
We're going to get Layla on Love & Hip Hop. Mark my words.
What did she say?
She was mad because she said I should not have had him on the show. But the thing is, me and her don't have a relationship. She's not my friend like that.
She was salty at you?
Yes!
It's something really wrong with her.
Wow.
She was like, you shouldn't have him on the show
and blah, blah, blah. That's why he told your business and blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, he apologized to me. I don't know, but did he apologize to you? Because I got an apology. What about yours?
Man, just saying.
But you know, we squashed it though. We good. We was both getting a little heated because she called my phone yelling at me. And when somebody calls me like, hey, is this you and acting all crazy, then I have no choice.
Tiara, you're gonna have to pull up.
Yeah,
on me.
I'm not about to argue. Yeah, then I hung up. And then I had a mediator that called me back and said, please, you know, she's really sorry about yelling at you. She wants to talk to you woman to woman. So we both had a nice, calm conversation. And when it ended, we were good. We're not friends like that, but we're not beefing. Okay.
Yes.
That was it.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
The latest beef in the streets.
Yeah, I don't know.
But back to the whole 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather thing, you know, Tiara Marie is suing. Or supposed to be suing, or her lawyer suing 50 Cent because of the sex picture that 50 posted. And 50 felt a certain way about Floyd having her at the event. He's like, hey, what you doing? You know this chick is suing me. But Floyd was like, well, hell, you know, Miss Jackson, my ex, is suing me, and you cool with her. Mm-hmm. You know, so Floyd was throwing it back at him. So they were just kind of going back at it. And, you know, that was unfortunate. You dig?
But they about to throw that case out because she said what she said to Akbar. Tiara.
What'd she say?
I want you to proclaim your love to me. And I'll make it go away. Yeah. So they're trying to throw a case
out.
The
thing about her is I feel like, you know, I know how it feels to be in a vulnerable state. And that's where she's at right now. And that's why she's calling and acting crazy and all this stuff. But, like, who calls somebody up and mad because this is my job and I had him on the show? That sounds crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I don't have control over everybody that's on the show.
She needs to start taking responsibility.
Why would you call me?
Somebody in the chat room said, Tiara and Sarah about to jump Layla.
If they team up, they coming straight for your ass.
Oh, God.
Okay, you have to come for Bree, me and Bree too then. Bree got my back. What's up?
Yeah, and all my hood-ass cousins.
Yes. Okay? In Compton.
Man, make sure y'all know they ain't Compton.
Okay.
My God. Man, let's see who's on the phone. A lot of folks are calling up, family. Y'all go and call. Let's see who we got on the phone. Hopefully the phone lines aren't acting jank. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey.
Hello?
Tariq, this is your brother.
What's your name, brother?
Hey, brother from Lemuel.
What's your name, bro?
From Bronx. Lemuel, remember?
Okay, brother. Shit. I don't remember. I don't have time. Shit. I don't have time.
Why everybody wants you to remember that?
I don't have to be doing that. Remember, I called you 8 years ago. What's up, man? Who is this? Hey.
Hello.
Hey, brother. Who is this?
What's going on, Flex? This is Q Cult.
Q, how you doing, brother?
Hello.
Okay, is my phone line janky or is it just
pretty
y'all?
Good, man. I got a question.
Who is this?
I can hear y'all now.
Okay, hold on. My phone line is real janky. Niggas sound like robots. Oh my God. Okay, let me double check my connection here to make sure I'm good. Sorry about that, fam. Let me get y'all calls in 1 second. Everybody sound a little funny style. Let me try this person here. Let me try this. Hello?
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 You sound like Morgan Freeman, nigga.
Is this the Penguin? As I slowly caress Layla's bosom, you can feel the ecstasy from here to Antarctica.
You should do voiceover.
You're missing your caller, bro.
What's up? Hello?
What's happening, Flex? This is your boy, Tay Newsy, man, from the Bay. What's cracking?
Tay Newsy from the Bay. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing good. What's going on, Bri and Layla? What's happening?
Hey, Tay Newsy.
So what's on your mind?
Hey, look. Not much, man. I just had to call about the Morgan Freeman shit, man. You know that was bullshit.
Yeah.
And they always going after the OGs. I was actually thinking they might choose Stevie Wonder ass.
I know.
Next.
That would be because,
hell yeah.
Because you know they already been talking about how he not really blind. They've been saying that for a while now. You know what I mean?
I never heard that one.
I heard that he ain't really blind. So he just pretended.
Yeah,
so
and not to mention this, the reason why I pick him as a candidate to be getting messed with again is because he own all his shit, and they don't like that. And you was talking about how black prominent men can't pass down their wealth to their family.
Yeah, yeah.
So like he like one of them generational. He one of them people who got his money tight, and they would love to take him down because his career almost over.
No doubt. All right, man. But thanks for the call, bro. Hey. All right, bro. I never heard that people thought.
Yeah, y'all never heard that. I thought it was a rumor.
My people in the chat room, y'all see there's some white supremacists in here typing in CX. That's some white supremacist trolls. That's something. It's just a little code that these white supremacist gamers that they do. It's like a little troll army. So don't even trip on that. If my mods see that CX, immediately block them. All right? That's just some white supremacist trolls. I exposed this white supremacist suspect the other day who got G-checked at a store out here in L.A.
I saw that.
Yeah, that little buster-ass white supremacist. Yep. But y'all, anybody referencing that suspected white supremacist, all my mods block them. You can only block. Okay, we'll take care. Don't worry about it. But if you see that CX, that's just them talking in code. It's just a bunch of white supremacist nerds. It's nothing. All right, Bree, what else is happening out here?
Just to piggyback off the nerds.
Yes.
So I found this freaking game that's supposed to be released on June 6th called Active Shooter. Have you guys heard about
this? Oh, damn. That sounds crazy
already.
There's
a video game coming out called Active Shooter where you will get to choose if you are going to fight or destroy. And the setting that it's in is a high school, like a kid's school.
Oh, damn. That's scandalous.
So you get to choose if you're going to shoot up a school. And or you get to choose to be on the SWAT team and fight the shooter in the game.
Lord.
And what the hell?
Lord.
I can't and I will not.
Hell no. That's some sick shit. Those white supremacists always coming up with some sick
shit. That is fucking disgusting.
You did.
And then they're saying they're going to add a civilian survivor mode where you can go hide and see how long you can survive in this situation.
Wow.
Wow.
Active Shooter. So if any of y'all, most parents, you know, will just go and buy the kids games because it's new or, you know, the kids asking for it don't know exactly what it is. If your kid is requesting Active Shooter, do not buy that game for them.
Wow.
What we need for our community. This shit is horrible.
Exactly.
I was thinking about something.
What were you thinking about?
I was thinking, I don't know why I feel like you should give some advice on how do you weed out the fuck boys and girls. Because I know that I've went through a lot of it. I know Bree has with our conversations. So how do you weed that out?
You weed it out with yourself because people are drawn to what you're giving out.
Mm-hmm.
And when people come into your life and they own some fuckboy shit, there's always something about you that invited that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when you said you were vulnerable because you had just got out of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You got out of a long-term relationship. And a lot of times, right when you get out of a long-term relationship, that's a very vulnerable place because you need reassurance.
Mm-hmm.
And people can sniff that on you. And fuck boys are like little hound dogs. Mm-hmm. They can smell insecurity a mile away and they're going to capitalize off that. And that's the thing. You have to be in a position to protect yourself from that type of predatory targeting. Mm. So it all goes back to you. So that's why when you get out of a relationship, sometimes it's just cool to chill for a minute
to get your shit right. I agree.
Don't jump right into the next shit. And women really have a big, men do too. But women really will jump right into the next shit right after a breakup just so, okay.
Especially because you don't know how to be alone. Because if you saw somebody for 8 years and you're used to having somebody and then, you know, that man may have did some crazy shit to you, then, you know, you may have some self-esteem. You know, something goes on like, damn, did I do something wrong?
Absolutely.
And then here he come or whatever. And then you're just like doing stupid shit.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why you got to get your shit right.
Right.
You dig? And don't be fooled by the shit that sounds good. Because when you get out of a fucked up situation, and somebody's talking some shit that sounds good, that's making you comfortable, because that's what you want.
Right.
We all look for comfort. And when you get out of a situation or a relationship, you want to get back into a comfort zone. And you meet somebody who's spitting all that good fly shit, and if it sounds too good mm-hmm. without them actually showing that they're doing the shit that they're saying, mm-hmm. that's when they get you in a trick bag.
Gotcha. And he got game shit. He walk around telling people the truth. That's something that don't happen on the regular.
Well, the thing is, the truth, if you tell somebody, hey, you got a big fucking forehead, you know, that's the truth. But right. a lot of
anybody
times
in
people,
particular
people will, you know,
you like pointing this way,
Lord,
and
no. But the thing is, when you tell somebody something, sometimes you're just being bold and you hide that under the guise of telling the truth. And sometimes people will be very bold and they'll still do some bold, deceptive shit to you, while,
right.
like side swipe you,
right.
or do some shit to tell your business, which ain't about honesty. That's like snitching to a certain
right.
degree.
Yeah.
A motherfucker going into an interrogation room is honest, but that's not honorable.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? There's
yeah.
certain things you don't do under the guise of I'm just being honest. You're supposed to have some kind of decorum.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes
that's
for
true.
Anybody.
That's true.
You understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what else is happening out here in the streets, Bree?
Oh, no. Y'all know the Balenciaga released them big ass shoes and charged like $2,000 for them.
Oh, damn.
So y'all, so everybody's
sneakers,
seen the shoe.
The
yeah,
sneakers,
those sneakers.
That's
yeah.
Terrible.
Like, and I've seen several people in them, like
really?
Regular ass people walking around
Come
with these
on.
Shoes on.
God damn. Yeah, it's $2,000?
Yes.
They're terrible.
I saw, I was at the Target down in downtown LA, and it's like, this dude just walking with the, he looked regular Whoa. As fuck. I mean, he could have been anybody, but I'm just like, why spend that money? But anyway, I said that to say they released a t-shirt shirt.
Oh, damn.
A what?
A t-shirt shirt. It's $1,290.
Mm-hmm. God damn.
And it is a fucking t-shirt with a button-up shirt stapled to the front of it.
God damn.
And they have it on a black man, right?
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah,
right.
And I feel a ways because they're marketing to our culture because they know we are going to spend the money just to say I have on a $1,200 t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. We do little shit like
that. Have you seen this?
That shit looks like some shit from The Walking Dead.
It looked like I could make this at home. I could take a t-shirt and staple a fucking button up to
it.
Wait,
is it literally stapled?
It's probably sewn, but he only put his arms through the t-shirt. The actual shirt is hanging off of the t-shirt.
This
for $1,290, and I'm
bullshit.
Guaranteed the Migos gonna have that shit on.
Hell yeah!
With a bunch of chains.
This is like
damn.
A bad joke.
No, that's
damn,
not
bro.
A joke.
See if
it's
these,
on their website.
Let's see if these Negroes wear this.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? You hear me?
I can hear you. What's your name, brother?
Awesome. I'm the first caller. It's your brother, Lemuel from the Bronx, man.
How you doing, Lemuel? What's going on, brother?
Hey, shit, man. Shout out to the ladies. Yo, Tariq, you're a clown for that. Narrating while hitting Layla. That's funny as shit.
As I slowly grab her by the braids from the back. No, go ahead.
But nah, just one question. I'll keep it brief. Hey, man. I literally walk around with a bulletproof vest, my man. And I'm armed, too. But
yeah.
I wanted to ask you, how do you feel about sending a message to, like, the dominant society? Because they always tell us violence isn't the answer. But how are you going to send a message with just praying and marching without, I mean, busting these dudes down, like, you know, like as you said, white people do?
Well, shit. Well, that's something we don't discuss openly. You dig? I don't know what kind of message you want to send. But according to the feds who's monitoring me right now, I don't know this nigga. You dig? So I don't want you to do anything because I'm monitored. The feds monitor my ass all the time. So, you know.
I'm just speaking out of self-defense, my brother.
I feel you, brother. I feel you. Well, much respect to you as we slowly turn the phone off and we hang the phone up. We have an informant. No, brother, shit. You know, I'm talking about let's send a message. Don't call me.
Oh, my God.
Talking that as much as the feds are on my ass. I hate feds. Don't, because they'll let that phone call ring and then tie me into some bullshit, which anytime there's a shooting or whatever, I get a knock on the damn door from the fucking FBI. I'm cool.
The black suit.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They come hollering at me, so I'm cool.
Right.
Man, so what else is going on out here, Bree?
I don't know if you guys saw There's a video of a man scaling a building because there's a baby.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hanging off of a ledge. He's probably like 5 or 6 stories high.
Yeah. Yeah. That was in France.
It happened.
You saw it later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happened in France. His name is Emmanuel Macron.
Yeah. This brother climbed up that damn shit like it was nothing.
No, his name is not Emmanuel.
It's a long
name. Mamadou.
Yeah. Mamadou. Okay.
Gassama.
You gave the brother the wrong name.
I know. I gave him
Emmanuel Lewis. She was thinking about Emmanuel Lewis.
She was thinking about Emmanuel Lewis. I got to hook her up.
Y'all see?
But
Tariq, I will flip your hat off your damn head. So this man scaled this building to save this baby, and there were did you see there was like somebody right next to the baby that wouldn't even take that chance?
You know, I think there was some kind of barrier there. It might have been some kind of barrier. I don't know. But the fact that this brother climbed up the fucking building.
Yeah, he put his life
on
the line.
How did the kid get? Yeah, that's my thing. How the fuck did that kid?
The dad was probably asleep or something because he's in jail for child endangerment.
Oh, dad.
The dad is in jail right now.
Oh, damn.
He must have been asleep and just left the baby. Shit. But that was a smart ass baby to
hold on.
That was crazy.
And he held on for a nice amount of time.
That is a smart
even though
baby.
He scaled that building, it still took him time to get up there.
Right. He was like, oh, hell no. Mom, this baby was smart.
I'm like, how the hell did that little kid do that? But that was scary.
Yeah, the dad's in jail.
Yeah, and the brother who did it, you know, they gave, because he was an undocumented immigrant.
Yeah,
they gave him a citizenship. Yeah. I think he's getting a job up there, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Like if he was an undocumented immigrant and did that over here, they would have deported his ass.
Exactly.
Trump would have been like, go home and climb some walls.
Yeah, Thanks, nigga, but I'm bye.
Over here. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
the damn shame. Was amazing.
Yeah, that was the most beautiful thing I've seen all week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Man, so what else is happening out here, Layla?
You know what else is positive out here in these streets, and I love him too, Carmelo Anthony.
Yes,
he is investing in a chain of sports bars and pizzerias.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's investing with I guess it's these, it's a restaurant group, and he's going to be investing like $5 million, and he's going to be doing pizza joints and sports bars around the country.
So that's cool in the game.
Yeah, I think that's dope because black man invests his money, and I like Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah. Is him and Lala back together?
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, they're back together. Lala just don't want to feel stupid right now. I guarantee.
I think so too.
I think
she don't want to say nothing publicly about it. Yeah,
because they've been out publicly, but it's like no one has really made a real announcement. So it's just like I think she's saving face.
Just like with T.I. and Tiny.
Exactly.
They're
back together. But they just don't.
If they ain't back together, they back swinging shit.
They back swinging. No,
man.
Wait, he had a side baby though, right?
T.I. did.
No, not T.I. Carmelo.
Did
Carmelo? Was it a side baby?
Oh, just a side chick. I don't think it was a side baby.
I think it
was a side baby.
Chat room. Was it chat room?
Yeah, was it a side baby?
Did Carmelo have a side baby? Or I know D. Wade had one, right?
No, Wade definitely has a side baby.
D. Wade had a side baby. Ludacris had a side baby. Yeah. Who else had a side baby?
No, I don't know people like that.
But people always, I noticed they always work it out. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah, because it's too much money involved that when they realize they gotta split all that shit up and gotta pay.
That's how I be feeling.
It's like,
about
bring that baby over here and tell me I got some grits for.
No, seriously.
That baby a meal, shit. Get your ass over here.
I feel like it's easier for them to have a side baby and a girl to stay because of their money. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Because if he was a garbage man or whatever, you staying?
I mean,
you just never know people's relationship either. See, I always go back into that. You don't know what people's relationship are. We just outside looking in, so.
Mm.
You don't know them folks?
Man. Listen, it's a girl from Chicago that Carmelo supposedly got pregnant.
Bree.
Bree.
With my
you are kind of glowing, Bree.
I'm also getting skinny.
As the third trimester came around.
You will not narrate everything.
Bree's breast became more pendulous as the days went by.
Why are you using them nasty ass words? You get on my nerves.
Pendulous.
Pendulous.
Her breast became pendulous.
You be cracking yourself up too.
He's silly as hell. He knows he's silly.
Oh man.
Fool over here.
Man. We're gonna be doing a video for Mink Slide, another video pretty soon.
Oh shit.
Yes.
We're doing a video. We mean later we're brainstorming.
Yes,
before you
we
came
were brainstorming.
I'm gonna let you hear a clip of the song, Bree.
Yes.
Because I need
it better be a hit. I'm gonna tell you if it ain't a hit.
Yeah, but I need some ideas.
Because
Layla's Rhythm Spoons ideas come in handy.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
right.
Sometimes.
He trying to get marketing ideas for me don't know I'll charge his ass.
No, No, check this out, Bree.
I charge for marketing coordinating.
No, check this out, Bree. So he was asking me, he was like, oh, give me some concepts. So I gave him, he was like, you know, with your rhythm spoons. So my rhythm spoons came in handy. He said I had some great ideas. And I was like, what's up with them producer credits? Just a few.
Well, I can pay you by hooking you up with Morgan Freeman, all right? I can send you and Bree on a double date with Morgan and Danny Glover.
Oh, Lord.
I want to go on a date with the Reading Rainbow guy. What's his name?
Hell no.
LeVar Burton and Kunta Kinte?
Hell no.
You trying to go out with Kunta?
I'm just joking, guys. I'm just joking.
Lord. Let me see who's on the phone. Look like somebody from Milwaukee is calling in. What's up? Who's calling? Yo.
Hey, what's up, Flex?
How you doing,
this
brother?
This is Mike out of Chicago right now.
Hey, Chi-Town. What's going on, Mike?
Chi-Town. Hey, what's going on, player? What's going on, Bree, the lovely Bree and the Miss Layla? How y'all doing?
What's up, Mike?
As he slowly campaigns for pussy, he's trying to get his foot in the door. Go ahead, bro. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I ain't trying to be like the other cat, but I am serious, though, when it comes down to these, like, white people in general. I picked up Knowledge of Self, you know, about 5 years back, and I pretty much gathered a lot from you and Dr. Supreme Understanding.
Yeah.
Now, the thing when I got my knowledge, it's like, dude, I got this envious feeling towards white people, even the ones that don't come off as, like, racist. How do you deal with that? Like, how do you kind of reverse that energy and just still keep your mouthpiece together? Because I just say, fuck them and get to going after that, because I don't know. It's like, ever since getting that knowledge, it's like, you know how devilish some of these motherfuckers are.
But you said an envious. You said you feel envious? Is that the word you're trying to use?
I don't think so.
Or did you
not necessarily.
Something?
No, I shouldn't even say that. I should have put it like, in the sense that I feel like I got to be protected. Like, okay. I'm automatically on a defense. Like, okay. It's like I'm waiting for you to fuck up.
Right. Well, in a system.
And I don't necessarily like carrying that energy.
Well, you know, unfortunately, in a system of white supremacy, you got to think like that. You know, that's a smart way to think when you're in a situation when your life can be in danger. The problem is they try to get us to be comfortable, and then that's when we get sideswiped, because then we get niggas out here talking about, well, ain't no racism exist. If we just do the right thing, racism will just disappear. And then all of a sudden they done said you raped 80 women. You know, like, oh, shit, I'm black. Now you know you black after they done sideswipe your ass. So that's why I say you should have those feelings, because it's a natural feeling to have, and you should always be in a protection mode where you want to protect yourself and be wary of the people you are around. That more of us should feel like that. Mm-hmm. You dig?
But Flex, I gotta be frank with you, man. I ain't as happy as I used to be. Like, I used to be like around this motherfucker just, but now I'm more like militant in a way. Not like I'm just ready to blow some, but more militant and like I don't really fuck with white people. I just don't fuck with them. It's hard for me to generally accept it. I'm like, damn, is that how we should be living? Or is this just how we gotta live?
Well, you have to make sure that people you get around in the dominant society aren't white supremacists. You dig? You gotta get around them, and if they make you feel comfortable enough so that you feel like they're not a white supremacist and they're not gonna put you in danger, then I say chill. But you never know. Like, with us, we can be barbecuing, and then a white supremacist can roll up and just call the police. We can go to Starbucks, so we're in danger a lot of times, and that's a harsh reality. And that's something we shouldn't worry about being happy all the time. I like to enjoy myself and enjoy life, but we also have to be cautious and careful and get on code and understand the situation we're in. You dig? Because, you know, we're in
danger. I appreciate it, man.
Much respect, brother. Thank you so much. Man.
That goes for women, too. Like,
absolutely.
More and more videos of women being like manhandled
by
white supremacy police officers, and you know what I'm saying? Like, it's more and more videos of that.
Absolutely.
It's been happening. We just see it on video.
Yeah, none of us are immune. Yep. Black men,
first
women,
it's
and
like,
children.
Yeah, oh, save our black men. You know, y'all got to watch our back. People are sitting they young men down and having real ass talks with them. Like, there's a possibility that this may go on because of the way you look, but then you have to sit down with your little girls now and say that same
thing. Oh, that happened to me the other day. I was at a light, and the police was like, you know how the light turns green and you're turning left?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I didn't turn fast enough for him.
Mm.
And he pulled on the side of me, a motorcycle cop, and he said, are you, he said, roll down the window. And I rolled it down. I said, hello, sir. And he was like, are you colorblind?
Oh, damn.
It took every, Tariq.
Damn.
I was so furious when I was making that left turn. Right?
Were you mad because he was a police officer? It was like if a random person came and said that.
Yeah, you would have said, fuck you.
I would have went off. Road rage in LA. Yeah. But like, so he's a police officer. It took everything out of me not to say anything. Right. But this fool still followed me. I was going in the post office and I said, you know, let me turn in this post office. I was going there anyway, but I was like, let me make sure I go where the crowd is.
Right.
And so I pulled in the parking lot and he blocked me in. Like I pulled in the parking lot, he blocked me in from behind me. I said, what is this fool about to do? So I said, I'm not getting out the car. I'm just going to stay right here. I don't want him to say I moved wrong or whatever. So he walked up to my window and he seen my son was out the seatbelt acting a fool. That's what the problem was. My son was like, mommy, and I'm acting a fool. So I said, oh my God, sir, my son got out the seatbelt and all this stuff. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. He tried to reverse it.
Okay.
He knew, but what he said to me was crazy.
Right.
Yeah. So I was acting, you know, I was like, okay. He was like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, just be careful. And you just don't drive until your son is, but he was really being an asshole for real.
Oh yeah.
Then he don't try to reverse it because you see my son out the seat. But really, he wanted me to act crazy. And since I wasn't acting crazy, he was like, okay, she's not going to act crazy. I'm going to just, you know. He wanted to be like, motherfucker, what you doing in my car? No, I'm not doing that.
That's the mistake a lot of us make.
That's why he let me go. I know what my right is. So he just said, this bitch ain't gonna do nothing. She gonna keep acting nice. This is the wrong bitch. Let me go find another black person.
I almost snapped on a black police officer though one day.
Oh, damn.
I was this fucking close.
Because that's what they want you to do.
Mm-hmm. What's up? Who's on the phone?
What's happening, my motherfuckers? This is Jock from San Antonio.
What's up, goddammit? What's up, nigga?
Man, I love y'all. I love y'all. I watch y'all every Tuesday. I always look forward to y'all, man.
Man, what's on your mind, brother?
I got a comment and I got a relationship question. The comment first is I'm out here in San Antonio, and you know this is a suspected white supremacist out here.
Yeah.
They got this thing out here where they allow people to go and drive tanks. And I remember you said something a while ago where people are preparing for war out here, and we out here shucking and jiving and bullshitting, and they're building tanks, and they had it on the news where they tried to pass it off as just a like a Nazi memorial, saying that they were, you know, paying tribute to a dark time in history. But I'm like, these motherfuckers out here preparing for war.
Hell yeah, they are. Yep. Hell yeah, they are,
yes,
dude.
They are.
I was on my way here to the office. I saw a white dude like in a Jeep with all these Confederate stickers and shit. And he had like a box. I'm looking in his Jeep. It's like one of those Jeeps with the top off. And it's like a box of ammunition. I mean, openly with this shit. I'm like, damn. Okay, yeah, these folks are dead-ass serious out here, man. Mm-hmm. All over. Not just in Texas, but all over. They're serious as hell. You dig?
I see the stickers all the time, bro. When I be driving out in traffic, I see them. They got a sticker that say, we run over protesters out here.
Yes.
Stuff like that, you know? So.
Yeah. We got to be on top of our shit, man. But thanks for the call, brother. But yeah, we definitely got to be on top of our game out here.
They train their kids, too, from a young age how to use guns.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I seen that on Instagram. Did you see that guy that trained that little girl?
It's way more than just her, too. It's just
That's why with those gamers who's sitting up playing those games where they're shooting folks, and I got a bunch of them here in the room trolling. They've been trolling on the whole show, by the way. They're all in these little white supremacist nerds. They yelling nigger and all this old stuff, but that's what their parents do. Their parents get them little video games, and they sit up there and talk nigger all day, and that's how they prep these little fuckers.
Yeah.
You dig? But, you know, that's why we got to be on top of our game. We got to stop our children from being on that kumbaya bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be on top of our game and learn how to protect our communities. But anyway, it's time to get up out of here, guys. Bree, what you got up for this weekend, dear?
This weekend, nothing really. I gotta work.
You don't have no hot nigga. You're going
no.
Wet.
So
nobody.
I was telling Tariq and Layla I almost got married.
Oh, what happened? What the hell?
I almost
got
married on Saturday. Y'all went to the Dime, my little spot here with me and my homegirl, and me and the Zoo kind of like hit it off. Like we were dancing and having a good time, and then it turned into all night. Like he was hella funny. He was charismatic. He was like a 40-year-old black guy.
Okay.
He had a really good job, you know, like, and he's from New York, so he's an East Coast dude.
Okay.
So all of this shit was lining up. Are we having a great time?
Wait, he's from New York. This is him on the phone. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Shut your ass.
Hold on. Wait a minute. He's calling up. Where you at? Come on through, dude. Where you at, dude?
That's with her, yeah.
Hold on. Wait on him to call up. Hold on. Where is this nigga? Hold on. Oh, yo. God damn it. The shit is fucking up.
I can't
get him. I thought I had him
call.
On here.
He better not call.
I hope he calls.
Oh my
Please
God.
Call.
So
what happened?
I mean, we was all on each other. Like, I felt like we were going to get married that night. Like, it was just that intense. And then my friend was like pumping it up like,
I have not cheated on you. I have not. I did not cheat on you. I did not cheat on you at all. I did not. I swear on everything I love, I did not cheat on you.
You get on my damn
nerves.
He said
he did not cheat on you. Okay, go ahead. So he's from New York. He's a 40-year-old dude. What does he do for a living, by the way?
He's an account specialist for some TV, something.
How tall is he? Give us the visual. How tall is he so we can visualize?
What does he look like?
He was like 6 foot.
Okay.
I have a picture. Like,
yeah, let's see the picture. Let's see the picture.
Yes, picture.
She's like, y'all go get married.
Tell him take the HIV test. Tell him take the STD test. Tell him take the fucking gonorrhea test. Tell him take all that.
Oh, God.
Oh, hell, that'd be him.
Let's see the picture. Let's see what Bree was working with out here. Let's see what Bree is working with.
Okay, I'm gonna see after.
Okay. That nigga's trying to look sultry. Look like a...
No, that was me. I was drunk as shit.
Okay.
I was so drunk.
Wait. He kind of like Ray J. He has a Ray J vibe.
He does?
Yeah.
He was chocolate. Ray J fine, though.
I
never even really talked to chocolate dudes like dark. So it was like, it was
so you like
new
the
experience.
Shamar Moore type of niggas?
He has nice skin.
No, I just ain't got to be Shamar. I like my color, actually.
There you go.
Yeah, I like my color. That's my favorite.
Yeah, he all up on you, you know?
Yeah.
So how'd you guys get married?
Slowly caressing the butt.
So
what happens? Y'all at the club.
All over each other. But so he's being cute and coy and all of this shit. So he's like, turn around and ask this guy for Altoid. And he hands him the Altoids. And he was like, no, give me the stronger can for her.
Oh, damn.
And I was like,
what is he trying to say?
I'm like, damn. And then, mind you, I'm there with my friend, like my really close friend. Like, you know, this is the girl that ain't going to let me walk around my breath stinking. You know what I'm saying?
So we
whispering all night, like trying to talk to each other, you know, because you in a loud club. So she would have told me if my breath was stinking.
Yeah.
But the fact that he did that, I was like, oh, I felt different about him after that.
Oh, damn.
Because it was like he was trying to be funny, but then he was lame as fuck for that to me.
Right. Oh, well, yeah.
And then we left and was like trying to get food because everybody, we was wasted. So we just wanted to get some food to get on our stomach. And when we got to the place, his friend was like doing all the ordering. His friend paid for everything. His friend was like very attentive to my needs, and he's about to get married. Like, he wasn't trying to talk to neither one of us.
Oh, wow. The friend. Okay.
Yeah.
He's had some sense.
He has some sense.
Yeah.
And his friend, yeah, like, once when we left the club, he like got in a Maserati and like, you know, so like, once I saw, got him all the way together, I was like, oh, he one of those.
He
just so full of himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't even step outside of
your
own
self.
What
was his sign? Do you know?
Scorpio.
Oh, damn. Okay. Damn.
I don't know much
So
about
y'all were about to really get it popping. And
yeah,
then
I was like, I was hella
wait,
feeling
where,
this
where's
situation.
The married situation? You said you
no,
were about
to get it. No, it's a joke.
Get...
It's,
oh,
a,
okay.
It's a joke.
But
like,
no,
we were
she's
on
a, y'all were on each other until he fucked up the vibe with his bullshit.
Yeah, he fucked up the
vibe. Tell guys to please talk to these fools about this shit.
Fellas, that's the thing. Y'all get
it. It would have been different if he would have been like, look, baby, your breath's stinking. Let me get you an Altoid.
Yeah.
But you turn around and tell a whole table, like, she need the stronger ones.
Yeah, oh, that's a buster move right there.
Hella lame.
That was a buster move right there. That was a buster move. Dude, you could have had you some nice bosoms in your... You could have had it popping, brother.
Dudes be messing it up.
Y'all be messing it up for yourself.
And then they blame us. Like, you too picky and you too this and you too that. And it's like, I really opened up myself to him.
To try to
meet
somebody.
Yeah, because I don't... Be on that.
Man, y'all niggas gotta step that up and stop talking and stop. And niggas be trying to be witty.
Yeah, he was trying
to be coy. And y'all don't really have that. Sometimes you ain't, wittiness ain't your forte. Just kind of be cool and just play in the cut and let the shit happen.
Don't quit your day job,
you
bro.
You dig? Man.
That's my dating story.
That's her dating story.
That's how bad it is out here.
We need to do a blind date situation,
Please,
though.
A real one.
Speed date.
I know. We still gotta do that. We definitely gotta do that. We got to do that pretty soon.
Man.
Yeah.
Yes. What you got up for this weekend, Layla?
I don't know. Like, a lot of my stuff just randomly pops up. Like, seriously, like, even last weekend, I wasn't expecting to do anything, and I went to 3 barbecues. Because that's how my life is. Like, somebody called, hey, you want to go here? I was like, okay. So pretty much just a couple meetings, handling some business.
That's what's up.
That's pretty much it.
There you go. Where can we find you on Instagram, Bree?
I'm at It's Bree Small, ITSBRISMAL, and our pool party that we're hosting has been rescheduled to BET Weekend is June 23rd from 12 to 6. The link will be in my bio. It'll be in Layla's bio, and the post is there as well.
June 23rd, y'all. It's going down.
And Layla, what's your Insta?
It's Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ.
There you go. And I'm Tariq Elite on Instagram and Tariq Nasheed on Twitter. And we will holler at you guys next week.
Peace. Do the dab, do the dab. Yes. Dab. With Millie on their ass.
I gave them what they're going to get. Man.